This episode of Ponderings Radio is brought to you by Melbourne Social Media, wordsmithing your message to the world. You are joined by Kirsten MacDonald from Ponderings Magazine, and you are listening to the audio version of Melbourne Quirkscape by writer Kirsten MacDonald. So have you heard? In a survey conducted by Time Out, Melbourne had more live music venues per resident than any other city on earth and is ranked number 2 of the best cities in the world. What's going on in Melbourne? We believe it's the quirk factor that makes this hub of creativity so inviting. We took a day to explore, bringing you the quirkiest places with the vibe of a city that really supports and high-fives the passion of those that want to take it to the next level. First stop is accommodation. When in Melbourne, your inner wanderer will be inspired for all things vintage glam at Caravan Oasis Notel. James Fry took an unused rooftop in Melbourne's city innards and turned it into something crazy fun, an antithesis to accommodation and a salute to the wanderer within. Using original 1970s Airstream trailers from America, James transformed the space into what we coined Van Boho Heaven. Notel, no hotel, features fake grass and flamingos, a jacuzzi and cacti. You will be enamoured with the bespoke minibar. All the small details are included, and the place is a hive for events and outside-the-box experiences. The word cool doesn't match the reality. This is the place to be. The next stop in Melbourne is the Winter Village in Federation Square. Pop-up winter wonderland, anyone. If you like fine dining in an igloo and snow, ice skating and iced tea, then you have got to get yourself to the Winter Village. Now extended to the end of September, this icy wonder will have you clapping your hands and asking how, with mulled wine and snuggly chairs adorned with fake fur throws and elegant tables, the thoughts of tumness float through the air. It's hard to believe you're in the city. Time next to check out the internet sensation Mork Chocolate in Errol Street, North Melbourne. When hot chocolate becomes an international viral sensation, you know it's the place to be. Usually queued to the hilt, Mork knows how to do hot drinks. Luck was on our side, and a table awaited along with the iconic campfire hot chocolate. This place oozes silky, slippery sensations of hot chocolate and melted decadence. Quiddives of sugar, be warned, you will not leave without drinking. Recommended by a friend whose eyes twinkled when they reminisce, Storyville was next on the list, and it will stay forever and become a go-to when visiting. It's grown-up time. As you enter the realm of Storyville, Melbourne, you soon realise you have opened the door to more than a bar. Located in a Lonsdale Street laneway, you are in for a treat. Exceedingly magical, you enter the faraway tree-inspired foyer, then the Mushroom Palace and onward to Tinkerbell's Birdcage and Instagram Dreamscape. There are cocktails named the Goblet of Flames and Polyjuice or the Secret Garden. Well, we know, right? Next level. Perhaps the giant book library created by movie set designers may tickle your fancy, or the Inkwell DJ booth. A schooner in the Narnia corner, or the multitude of childhood literature hints around the place will have you all wrapped up in inner child happiness. Check out their Insta legendary status. We returned home with full bellies and exhausted from a day out experiencing smiles, joy, and the knowledge that we had filled our quirk tanks. If you have a favourite place in your city you would like to explore, get in touch. We write for the people, and therefore we believe every person has a right to know about the best places to explore and hang out. Thank you for listening to Melbourne Quirkscape by writer Kirsten MacDonald. If you'd like to ponder some more, go to www.ponderings.com.au. This is Kirsten MacDonald signing out from Ponderings Radio, and I hope you have a lovely day.